Bring this meeting of the BZA to order, please. We have a roll call.
Rob Kaufman.
Here.
Dave Eggers.
Here.
Karen Munson.
Here.
Skylar Early.
Here.
Jack Swindell.
Here.
We've all had an opportunity to look at the minutes from this past meeting. I would entertain a motion, or is there anything that needs to be corrected or amended?
I'll make a motion.
Motion's been made.
Second.
Second, we will vote. Those in favor of accepting the minutes as written, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It's been passed. First and only case, please.
Case number BZA-0823, Kurt Stevens is a petitioner. Petitioner's requesting a variance at 2010 Chelsea Court. They're requesting a variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback to be a 10-foot setback, and required front setback of 50 feet to be a 25-foot setback to build a 24-by-28 garage.
Would you approach, please, and state your name and your case?
Yeah, I'm Kurt Stevens, and I'd like to build a garage on my property, and I'm here for a variance.
Okay. That's pretty simple. Thank you very much. Anybody else want to speak in favor of? Anybody opposed? Any questions?
I don't have a question, just kind of for the board.
Is there any utility issues here?
No.
Okay.
The setback off of Reading Road there is large. I think it was at one time, and it's probably still on the books for that to be a major thoroughfare cut through.
It is.
And so that's why it's 50 feet. That's one of the largest front setbacks that you'll see in town, so. That's why the 50 foot, if anybody was like, wow, that's a big setback.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is a large.
That's a lot.
Now, would that be considered from the center of the road or the edge of the road at his property?
Well, for the setback would be from his property line, back 50 feet.
Gotcha.
Which basically is the edge of his house now.
Right. Jeremy, you said that's a 50?
Yeah.
I think on the plat, it only says 30.
Mm-hmm. It's
it's a main thoroughfare from the rendition of the arteries that go.
I talked to Bernie about it. It's a major.
It was redone after.
Thoroughfare.
This is my neighbor, Jim Miller, and he's the only person that would be affected. And he's looked at where the stakes are at, and he's fine with it. He came tonight to support me.
Okay.
So, Mr. Miller, you live adjacent to, behind Mr. Stevens?
610.
Ready?
Ready Road. Adjacent to it.
Anything else from anybody?
One thing I've got, I mean, I'm sure other people came out, but that is a busy thoroughfare. And so the stakes that are out there now are current at exactly where that you plan on putting that, correctly? My concern is just simply that although it still leaves a ways down the road to be able to see that, there's a little hill on this other side, and I'm a little concerned it might block some views farther down Reading Road. It seems like that traffic, although it's posted much smaller than it is, as I sit there today, five cars definitely were not abiding by that speed limit. They do it right.
They never do.
That would be my only concern in it. In saying that, you know, on the other side of the coin, that it kind of leaves you stuck from the standpoint he has nowhere else to put it unless he encroaches on that backyard and that fence.
And I did talk to Bernie about it, and he said he didn't think 25 feet, even if they came through and done their thoroughfare, that it would, we would be purchasing anything that he had. The only thing he did mention was that, you know, the closer things are, the city could have to pay some kind of damages for being too close.
Well, yeah, it would be right next to.
He would, Bernie's recommendation, whether you want to or not, would be, you know, if you get this variance, if you'd hold, not hold the city responsible if they widen the road, and then you say, well, that affects my property more now.
I kind of always wondered.
And I don't, like I said.
Isn't that why they put Burkhardt in?
It is, but as Bernie said, it's still on paper. Don't know if it may never happen.
Right.
But if it does, the city don't want, you know, we don't want things in the way.
Well, I tell you what, there's several homes down through Redding Road that.
Closer.
If they widen that.
Right.
They're going to be right in their front door.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right. Just giving them a little background history on it. Like I said, it may not be in our lifetime that that ever gets.
Right, right. As long as I've been alive, they never widened it.
Right, right.
Anything else from anyone?
No.
I'll entertain a motion. I make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Been made and seconded. We will vote. It has been approved, 4-1. It's going to work.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Come see Patty.
Come and see Patty.
When you're ready.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any new or old business that you need to address?
I don't have anything.
If not, any motions?
Motion adjourned. How about that?
Been made.
Second.
Yeah, that's a good. Like I said, that was only Bernie. She said sometimes you have to pay more money if they would widen that because he's going to be